Okay, you good?
Yeah.
Okay, we can begin.
Yep.
Zechanishmas Okay, first Precious Haran Brand. Thank you so much. It was so nice seeing you last week in New York. And Rabbi Goldstein, thank you for inviting me and the Chavri Kolo. It's good to see you both. And okay, we're ready to roll. Okay. So the question at hand is there were two packets here, Echav Vav and Echav Zayin. So we'll try to give the Rashi Prakim from these things. Interesting topic of what are we allowed to hold during Shmoneh Esrei, or are we allowed to hold anything during Shmoneh Esrei? And you'll see that even holding a sitter is a question. You'll see, don't think anything is pasha. Don't take anything for granted. And maybe even holding a sitter and a machzer, even though you think you need these things, but maybe not. Maybe you're not allowed to hold these things. Maybe anything is improper. Maybe you have to know everything about peh. When I was in Yeshiva Flatbush in ninth grade, my Rebbe was Rav Avraham Raful. Rav Avraham Harari Raful. And him and his brother, his brother then was not a Rebbe. He used to be a Rebbe of Flatbush. His brother now is the head of the Haredi community, a Haredi Syrian community in Flatbush, in the Ateret Torah community. So why am I telling you all this? The reason why I'm telling you all this is because I had Rav Avraham Raful as my Rebbe. It was around 1977, something like that, which was 7 years or so after the hijacking of 1970, that the plane, it was known as Rav Huttner's plane, and other Chashuvim were in that plane. And my Rebbe, it was, 7 years later, it was pretty fresh. When it was 2010, the 40 years, and there were a lot of articles that were written in the different newspapers about the hijacking. So one thing I remember that he told us, as we were ninth grade at the time, and it was 7 years after the hijacking, and he was telling us that they were in Eretz Yisrael for the summer, and they were going to leave to start the new school year, I guess towards the end of August, etc. And then they had the hijacking, and they had no clue how long first of all, they didn't know what's going to be, with the, their lives were at stake, and no clue what's going to be. But the one thing he told us that they were chazering over the davening for Yomim Noraim Baal Peh, because they didn't know whether they were going to be out of captivity by then. It turned out that I think the main thing came back at Kennedy Airport on Erev Rosh Hashanah. That was the Kabbalah's Panim on Erev Rosh Hashanah. So they did get back, but they didn't know. So talking about knowing the davening Baal Peh, so because as we're going to see, there's a question whether you're allowed to hold anything in your hand during davening. Even a sitter or machzer is going to be a question. So I remember, maybe you have to know everything Baal Peh. So that was so I remember him telling us that they were hazarding over the davening for Yom Ha'aretz Baal Peh because they didn't know whether they're still going to be in captivity by the time of the Yom Ha'aretz. Oh, so we're going to have different Gemaras that are going to talk about why should there be an issue of holding something during davening. So we have this Gemara here on Mem Aleph from the base that says in Sukkah, basically, "Lo yochas odem tefillin biyado v'sefer Torah b'cheiko v'yispalo." So you can't hold on tefillin or sefer Torah while you're davening, while you're davening Shmoneh Esrei. So the simple pshat is given in the Mefarshim is because that could be a tremendous tear, tirda. In other words, you're afraid. You won't have Yishuv Hadas. Chas v'Shalom, you could drop You can drop a Sefer Torah. You can drop the tefillin. So if you can hold tefillin, so that could cause the kavana to be, have a lack of kavana. But then we have another Gemara. Or the same on Matanya Reb Lozer Bar Tzadik Oimer Kachayam in Hogam Shem Anshe Yerushalayim. And Anshe Yerushalayim, the whole day they were holding on to the Dalad Mida. Adam Yotzei Mibeso Lulov Obiyadam. He went out of his house. He's holding his lulav. Holach Lebeis Knesses Lulov Obiyadam. Kari Kriyishma Umispalo Lulov Obiyadam. So you see that they were holding the Dalad Minim even during Shmoneh Esrei. Rav Shechter always likes to say from Rav Soloveitchik that the one mitzvah that we find that you do during Shmoneh Esrei that you don't find anyplace else is shofar. That's because, and Rav Shechter said from Rav Soloveitchik, was shofar is a type of tefillah also, so that blends into the Shmoneh Esrei. But it's interesting that lulav, dalad minim, is also something that the Gemara speaks about that you could do during Shmoneh Esrei, and Pashut Pshat, as we'll see in the poskim, it's even lechatchila. In other words, other things are a question, a problem, but they did this lechatchila, that they would be having the dalad minim in their hands during Shmoneh Esrei. So we'll have to see. And apparently that wasn't considered, what are we going to say? That if you drop the lulav, it's not the end of the world. You drop the Sefer Torah, that's a big thing. You drop tefillin, okay, it's not like a Sefer Torah, but it's still, but lulav, mutar lechatchila. And that's what they used to do. The whole day they were with their lulav and Esrei. So we'll see more. If you look in the Rabbeinu Yonah on page 4. Brachas. It says Sakin Ukara Kikor Moski Yosef. Prepare Shrad the Sakin beyond the Osul Spalo. They should know some Libo La Sakin. So Loipo Miado. Right? If you can have a knife in your hand, so you're going to think maybe you'll drop it and you cause a problem. And you're not going to have proper Kavana. Hey, Kari Mokhlu Mishari Shematipo. Right? You can have a plate of food in your hand, you might drop it, right? It'll get all dirty. So these things are going to stare your kavana. And if you have money, shema yispazrul. But he says, aval shar dvarim she'im behem hefsek yiplu b'yodo muto lispal b'odo. The things that's no big deal. If they fall, no big deal. So that's mutter. The Gemara asks about lulav, but the maskana is that it's okay. Okay, and he says here, "She'elo litol biyado shum dover." There's no heter to have anything in your hand. B'shas atfila el lulav bilvad. The lulav is the only thing lechatchila. We never think about it. If I were to ask you, what's the thing lechatchila you could have in your hand during Shmoneh Esrei, I don't know if that would have been your immediate answer. They say lulav is the only thing. Mishum chibuvi mitzvah. Lo yimay bezek havonis atfilo. So, wow. So that's the only thing he matches in chatchila, Rabbi Yon, is a lulav. That's more, right? He doesn't say a sitter. Lulav. And let's see the Rambam, page 5. Wow. It's mitzvah sayon. That's a question. Do you get a mitzvah when you keep the lulav in your hand the whole day? Did the Anshei Yerushalayim get a mitzvah? Right? You know, they talk about the Rav Shechter, others, Rosh Weiss, others, they talk about the sheet of the mitziv, that the mitziv says that shiurim for a mitzvah are minimum. Like a kazayis, that's the minimum. If you eat more than a kazayis, the mitziv says, you get a big mitzvah. And Gemara says, midag be nafik be, soon as you pick up the lulav of yotzei, in 1 second. But that doesn't mean that you don't enhance the mitzvah if you keep it longer in your hand. That's Netzivs, the Netziv and the Maral Miprag of this idea. That like Kazayis is just the minimum. You need more than a Kazayis, it's a big mitzvah. The Netziv says this in the Parish and the Filtus and the Maral and Vers Hashem says this. So maybe you're not going to get a mitzvah when you're carrying it the whole day. Even though you could say that, but Shmon Esrei maybe is not a time to do mitzvahs. Maybe Shmon Esrei is only a time. So Rav Shechter always says from Rav Salvechik, well, shofar they blow in the middle of Shmon Esrei. Well, that's because it's tefillah. Some want to say that lulav's also like a ritzui, you know, like some compare it to some achronim compare it, you know, when you the nanuim to the tnufa of a korban, right? So there's a discussion in the Gemara and the Farshim. But I don't know. It doesn't seem to say that that's the reason. It's just it's a mitzvah, not necessarily because it might be like tefillah. It's a mitzvah sayom.
Sorry, I mean, did you see anybody explicitly link the ritzui idea to this holding it during Shmon Esrei inyan?
I'm not sure if I saw it. I mean, I've seen the idea of ritzui by the lulav.
Yeah.
But I didn't necessarily see that connection. Therefore, that's why it's mutar b'Shmon Esrei.
Okay. Yeah, we were speculating about that. During Seder, we were thinking about that. We saw this in the packet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Now, on page 6 and 7, you have the Trumas Hadeshen. I always tell my Talmidim, you have to know every Trumas Hadeshen. Okay. Now, the Trumas Hadeshen, the Mefarshim pointed out, he wrote the questions and the answers. It's not like someone wrote him the question and he's giving the answer. It's like the Shagas Aryeh. No one asked the Shagas Aryeh if Kriya Shma is D'oraisa or D'rabbanan. You know, that was just a way of presenting the material. You know, it's not like the Igros Moshe where somebody asked for Moshe, whatever. Whatever they asked him. So the Trumas Hadeshen on page 7 says, "How the Eastern Parak Misha Meisu Tanra Bana Leochas Oduk Tfil Biyodu Sevator Bizrobi Spalo Peish Rashi Mishim Delibo Doeg Shem Yiplum Biyodu Velo Yichavim Yeshli Stapek Im Tzarech Lizoe Nami Shlo Yochas Machzor U Tfil Biyodu Lispalo Hem Kimo Bershan Vyem Kippur." What is he saying? Most people daven outs. Right, most people don't have outdoor minyanim. See, the truth that she writes. Most people daven inside. I guess, you know, he didn't live through COVID, so you know. So he says, you have to be nisar that you shouldn't hold machzor Oh, tefillah. What does old tefillah mean? What is a sitter? I guess that's another way of saying a sitter. A tefillah. A sitter. Tomorrow, Hashanah of Yom Kippur. Shalom, the other name is following me, Bachutz. So what? What is he saying? Therefore, it's not a problem of carrying. You know, with the beginning of COVID, I davened in a minyan right next door to Noah Goldstein's parents. That's where I was, this, like, sort of the rav of that minyan. So I told them, what?
Hakimi?
Yes. So I made two conditions that I would come to daven on Rosh Hashanah. And each condition was a deal breaker. That if you want me to come, I'll be happy to come and give the drushes and things like that. But two conditions were deal breakers for me. Okay? So one is you can't put a mask on the shofar. If you put a mask on the shofar, I won't come. Because it's a shiloh whether that would ruin the coal. So I'm not coming if there's a mask on the shofar. That's number one. And number two, I want an Erev in the backyard because I don't use any Erev that are a shiloh of a Rishus HaRabim Midaraisa. So even though the backyard is not a shiloh of Rishus HaRabim Midaraisa, but it's going to be the regular community Erev is part of a bigger Erev that can have a shiloh of a Midaraisa, then it wouldn't be good. So I wanted to make a separate Erev for the backyard. And no mask on the shelf. If you do those two things, I'm in. And if not, I'm not in. And they did it for me. And I came. I came for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur for that year. That was the first time in my life that I ever spoke on Yom Kippur. I'm not a shul rabbi, so I never give drushes on Yom Kippur. But the other Yom Tovim, between Mincha Maariv, you have different people speaking, so I speak a lot. So that's why when Rabbi Ben Skaidel lost his father, and they asked me to write a sefer in Rei Baruch on Yom Kippur, which I did, to get it at this farm sale, if you didn't have it yet. So I never gave drushes really before on Yom Kippur. So I had to work harder to write the sefer in Rei Baruch on Yom Kippur. So that Yom Kippur, I gave drushes for the first time. But they listened to my requests, so it was good. So that was. But it's interesting that the Trumas Hadeshen has the shiloh. You know, even carrying a so it could be that he would say it's not that you need to know it by heart. You would have to put it on the table. In other words. Well, what would be the tzad that if it's also means that it's also to hold, right? So you'd either have to have a shtender or a table. Well, if you have a shul with just pews, I don't know how they, I'll tell you a good story, Rabbi Brand. I'll tell you, you'll enjoy the story. You'll enjoy the story. I was once, you'll all enjoy the story. I don't know if you have, well, I heard this direct. Ish b'piyish, I'll tell you the story. I was in a car. Rabbi Mendelsohn was driving the car. I was in the back seat. And the other passenger in the car was, Rav Dr. Chaim Soloveitchik, the Rav's son. So it was geschmack. Because we were going, Rabbi Yagid was making a chassan in Brooklyn, and we were going, and I can ask anything I want, it was good, it was laid back, chill. So he was telling us about the time that he learned in Panovich, for an Elzman, incognito. He used his mother's maiden name, Levitt, and this way no one knew who he was. There's one person who figured it out. And that's why at that kufa, the Briskarov was nifter. And this person figured out that he's going to be going to the Levaya. So he tagged along with him because he figured out who he was. But the Oilam didn't know. So you have to know one yisod in life. There are two types of yeshivas, more yeshivish and less yeshivish. Now, the more yeshivish places always have shtetls. Less yeshivish have tables. I happen to like tables because, you know, I like to write and I like svarim. But if you, but more yeshivish places like Panovich, there's no tables in Panovich, it's shtetls. And then that's it. So the question is like this. So if you're learning in Panovich, right? If you're learning in Panovich, a yeshivish place, and you like svarim, which Dr. Chaim Soloveitchik likes svarim, so what do you do with your svarim? You can't put 10, 15 svarim on a shtender. So what do? So you know what he did? What he did was he took all his svarim and he piled them on the floor. He piled them on the floor. So someone came over to him and said to him, like, my high, you know, we put his svarim on the floor. So this is a classical war, I'm going to tell you now that he's there. He said to me, are you the Mora da Asra here? So it happens to be the person who was an Adam Chashuv Ma'od Ma'od. So he said, no, I'm not the Mora da Asra. So he says, look, if you were the Mora da Asra, then I'm a chuyif to listen to you. But if not, then I'll tell you what the halach is. And that was the that was the story. So talking about you know having not to be able to pick something up. So that was a good story. We had a lot of good stories in that car ride.
I can only imagine.
Yeah. Because Rav Chaim Soloveitchik has the best stories, but people are intimidated to approach him. But he has the best. You know what I mean? He's seen the best. He's been he's one of a kind. Should live and be well. So he says that certain things you're not allowed to carry during davening. And so it's a bizoyan if it falls on the floor. And let me ask you a question. Were these printed, or these were like what was the type of sefer he was talking about? Kisvei HaKodesh was like handwritten. You know, the old at the time of the Trumas Hadeshim, you know. I know recently there was an auction that they had the Siddur of Kedushas Levi. You know, these are, you know, they go for high biddings, these Siddurim. So it would be a bizoyan if it would fall to the floor. So maybe that would scare your kavana. And he says, when the Gemara says that you shouldn't have a Sefer Torah but tefillin when you're davening, he says, lav davka Sefer Torah tefillin. El shar sfar nami shall you be made when you tzrich mocha shalom yiplu vizpaz. Ulfiz ha'ikal ha'meim ha'shay shalibo doeg ala Sefer shabiyado shalom yiplu ma'aretz v'lo yuchal l'chavik. So again, it could be he's not talking about the Siddurim of today that are printed, and then it's printed as a question if it has Kedusha or not. Komokam dir the Shari came with the inner Oso Machzer or Tfila, Elarakade was Paul Bidiyuk, Loydalak Shom Os, Lake Lamema Shalibo Dogolov, Kamok Ochis. He says, because this is to help you daven. Came in the inner Oso Machzer or Tfila, Elarakade. It's a misprint. It shouldn't say Oso. What should it say? Ochez. The Vav is a mistake, you see? On the second column, on the fourth line. It shouldn't say the Eina Oso Hamachzer. It says the Eina Ochez Hamachzer. You're only holding it in Elis Palo. So you shouldn't miss words. So he doesn't think you're going to be if I cared, it's going to help the davening. It's not going to take away from the davening. But it's interesting that he needs to write a tshuva about this. You know, to us, it's pashut. Of course, you can hold a sitter during davening. You know, But for him, he says no. Then he says, "Kagav b'chalak b'talmud perik lulav hagozel amar abba bar mireimer lavashi abba v'masli bei perish alulav hayam biyodo hayam spalo." Rabbi Shmuel, but lulav is okay because the tilosov l'kachosu mitzvah mitoch shachovim alav ein masom shmirosim kovin alav lo tarif. Doing a mitzvah, so I would say, "Fakir, maybe a mitzvah is going to be concentrating on the other mitzvah." But he says, "No. Lulav's a mitzvah, so that's fine. But anything else that's not a lulav, again, it's so interesting. Because if I ask anyone on the street, what is the thing that you could carry during Shmoneh Esrei? Everyone would say a siddur, a machzor. So they say, no, a lulav. That's what you're allowed to carry. And a siddur, a machzor, it's not so pashut. It's not so pashut. So he gives you a hetter. Now, maybe he wouldn't have had to write the tshuva if it was the sidurim of today that are printed that maybe don't have a din of kisvei kodesh, you know.
Rebbe, what do you think halacha lemaisa? Someone once asked me this question about taking a sitter and opening it like you have like this, and then putting it face down like that. They said, "Well, right. Kisvei kodesh is bizarre to put it face down. Do you think you have to be to treat it like kisvei kodesh? You shouldn't put it face down when it's open."
Right. So probably not the nicest thing. But some of the printed things today probably might not have a din of, that's a question whether they have a din of Kisvei HaKodesh. I mean, it comes up a lot in Hilchos Tznius. When, you know, I always tell Chassanim, you know, when you're single, you get all your bar mitzvah sarim, they're all in your bedroom. Right. And then when you get married, we tell everyone that they can't keep Svarim in the room. So that's a question because you can't be Mashamish in front of the Svarim. And so the question is, what about the Svarim of today? And they're printed. So there's a whole discussion about that.
But, is that why Dr. Soloveitchik kept his Svarim on the floor?
I don't know. We didn't ask him. So what was the, you know, you just let it be, you know. But so I think the tshuva that he's writing is about, you know, he calls him Kisvei HaKodesh. There's probably, you know, handwritten Sidurim and Mapsorim.
Before the printing press.
Yeah. It's interesting that people say I wasn't in the yeshiva when Rav Lessen Zatzal was the Mashkiach in YU before Rabbi Blau. So he was known that he would walk around the Beis Medrash, and if he would see people having pens on the Gemara or pens on, he would remove the pen and put it on the table, not on top of the sefer. But that's probably more like a Bal Musar, you know what I mean? He was a Mashkiach. That wasn't, I don't know if it was the Taurus Psach Halacha. It was more like, you know, Mashkiach is teaching the boys about the dignity, the decorum, you know, of a sefer. And one thing I do say, the Aruch HaShulchan the sefer says that the idea that you can't put something on top of a chumash because a chumash has more kedusha than a nach doesn't apply to Zman HaZeh, that it's all printed. It's all printed. It's all equal. You don't have that those halachas anymore. That's what the in fact. In Tavshin Lamed Aleph, what happened on Tavshin Lamed Aleph? I think he was Lamed Aleph. Rav Shizgal was Difter. Rav Shizgal was Rav Moshe Feinstein's son-in-law. He had two son-in-laws. It's interesting. I always tell people always ask me the Shiloh about, could you have the same name as your father-in-law and the son-in-law have the same name or not? So I always say, Rav Moshe Feinstein had two son-in-laws, and both were named Moshe, even though one was Moshe David and one was Eliyahu Moshe, but they both called Moshe. They were, everyone called him Moshe Tendler, Moshe Shizgal. They were all called Moshe, and he was Moshe. So they had three Moshes, you know? So it's interesting, you know? So what was I going to say? So when he passed away, Tavshin Lamed Aleph, there's a Torah journal printed by Agudas Yisrael called Am HaTorah, and it was in his memory. And Rav David Feinstein wrote a piece there, and he wrote about, he said that Bizman Hazeh, it could be that the Navi, a printed Navi, might have more Kedusha than a printed Chumash. Because a printed Chumash, it has to be a scroll. It's not a Chumash. But a Navi doesn't have the same standard. So the Navi might be a real Navi, and the Chumash might not be a Chumash. So if anything, you won't be able to, you know, so it might have more Kedusha than the Chumash. That was his piece. In this day and age. Okay. So let's take a look. So far, what did we see? So far, what we saw is the idea of, you know, something that's going to stare your kavanah, right? If you have a Sefer Torah, tefillin. But there's another din that I think maybe is even more significant. And that if you look in the second packet of Zion, page 2. In the Prima Garden, the Mishpat Zav. Sifkot Beis, you see it? Mipnei. Hiskim l'arav r'meniyon, l'afil shar d'varam osor, v'yirah she'ein omed kach b'fnei ha'gedolim, v'ochus d'varam v'chafetzim b'yadam. Whereas, if you're standing in front of the president, the king, you're not going to be carrying packages, right? You're not going to be carrying packages, right? So let's forget this idea of kavana versus not kavana. That's the whole idea that we saw in the Rabbeinu Yonah and that. It's more of a din of omid lefnei hamelech. That when you omid lefnei hamelech, you don't have things in your hand. And I want to tell you two addendums to this. First, Rabbi Yitzchak Cohen likes to say over a word from, or we just said from a lesson, so I'm going to tell you something else from a lesson. And I liked it so much that when I wrote my Sefer in Erevin, Baruch Hashem, hopefully we just reprinted it. I didn't get it yet, but hopefully it'll be at this farm sale. My Sefer in Erevin, that's, I think, took a lot of print. So you could... But I wrote in the Hakdama, I wrote a vort that Rabbi Cohen likes to say over from Rav Lesson. And he says that what's the idea of the Isra of carrying on Shabbos? He says, carrying on Shabbos, we're all like B'nai Malachim. We're all princes on Shabbos. So you carry on Shabbos, it's not dignified because you're a Melech, a Ben Melech on Shabbos. So he says that's, you know, obviously it's Xeris HaKosuf, but like a machshava about it is that idea. And that was one thing I wanted to say. And the other thing is that, you know, in certain places, we'll leave out any names, but in certain places, the Rav of the community is not allowed to carry packages in the street. So if he'll be going in the street, you know, his wife will have to care, but he's not, it's just, even though he would feel bad because, you know, why should, but that's the quorum in the community. That, and that fits in very well with Rav Lesson's board, that it's, you know, a melech, it's not malchus to, so the same thing, you davening Shmon Esrei, you omid lefnei Hashem, so you don't carry anything. And now we could understand the Truma Sedeshin even better. Because, in other words, yeah, you need a sitter, a machs, of course you can carry. What's the Havamid? But you say like this, what the Prima Gadim is saying, that, no, it stares in your amida lefnei Hamelech. Both directions. There's a melech himself doesn't carry, and if you're omed lefnei hamelech, it's not kovedik that you should be carrying anything. And that's why I say certain communities where the Rav has a certain malchusdika, you know, not in a gaivadika way, but that's why the community has more of a kahila type thing, more of a malchusdika thing. The Rav can never carry the shopping bags or whatever.
That there's one of the board members of the Kollel whose family grew up in Elizabeth, and the Balabata made sure that Rabbi Goldstein's grandfather, Rabbi Teitz, always drove a Lincoln. I don't know whether it was a town car or a
Continental.
Someone asked one of the other Balabatim, why does the rabbi drive a Lincoln? The other Balabas said, because that is appropriate for the Rav. Everybody makes sure. And it was interesting that my father-in-law in Toronto, they came from a European Holocaust survivor community. And at that time, when my father-in-law was there, Rabbi Rabinowitz, was a rabbi in Toronto. So Balabas walks in the house and says, Rabbi, you need a new car. It'll be here next week.
Right. And the chiddush is to even let him drive, because the real malchus would be that the Rav won't, drive the car. You know, that's the higher level of malchus. But now you can understand the Truma Sadeshan's idea, you know. And to me, this is maybe even a thing of the reason of why.
We're a little surprised that none of the Rishonim said this at all.
Right. Whether this Prima Gardim in 1 second. But I like that. I like that Svara very much. This idea of, you know, the idea from the Prima Gardim, that it's not something that it shares that idea of Omid Lefnei HaMelech, and perhaps even more than the Svara of Kavan. And I think, let me see just in one of the packets here, I'm going to see if I find it, someone else who also said this idea. One second.
I think we saw somebody quote the Knesset HaGdola.
Yeah, there's another source.
Fel de Bach. Never mind. Take that back.
The other source of this idea that you shouldn't do it because of this. Yeah, if you look first on the Sefer, we should look at the Sefer Mishnas Yosef. On page 12 in the packet of Zion, Mishnas Yosef is Rav Yosef Lieberman. Now, Rav Yosef Lieberman was very famous because he wrote many svarim on Shemitah. He was probably the most prolific author on Shemitah. He was just Nifta recently. I think he was in his 90s or something like that. Because like I said, he was no sniffer. I used to use his farm 40 years ago. So I asked him, how old is he? He was, in Eretz Yisrael. And he wrote on a lot of things. But Shemitah was like a big thing that he wrote about. So he has this comes up a lot about, what they call it when they take a baby and they put it in the thing.
Baby carrier.
What do you call that thing that holds the baby?
A baby carrier.
Baby carrier. Okay. A baby carrier. So you see people all the time, Davening Shimon Esrei, with a baby carrier. So it always bothered me when people were doing that. So he has, one thing is that the baby's crying and, staring everything. That's one thing he talks about. But then he writes here, that still it's not proper. Here we go. You know, to have yeah. Because it's the idea of Omid Lefnei HaMelech. I think believe he has it here in his tshuva. It's the, you know, you're not gonna go through you're not gonna meet the president carrying a baby carrying with a kid. So of course, if the baby's, you know, there's a question of a sakana for the baby and things like that, maybe. But the chatchila, it's definitely, if you could have a way of having, you know, not to have to do that, it's certainly not a chatchila dicta thing. I don't see it now in this shul, but I think some point put that together with
the. He was saying the opposite. Like he was saying that the quotes on page 12 in the packet, like six lines from the bottom in that paragraph.
Six lines from the bottom?
Yeah, like six, 7 lines from the bottom.
Which paragraph? Pashut?
Yeah.
Here it is, right. Gam, the time should not supreme God then. So he wants to say the opposite, but the simple shot is that not that way. I mean, he wants to say the opposite. Maybe Hashem's proud that you have a child, but no, still, it's not something that we would do with Hamelach. So that's what I would say. Again, if it's a question of any type of sakana or anything like that. Is one thing, but stam. A lot of times, people just do it. You know, they just do they do it without even thinking it's a shiloh. So that I think is not right. You know, again, if there's going to be some type of you have to watch the kid or whatever, it's one thing, but to just do it lachatchila without even thinking about it. There's not so question. Okay. Then Rav Chaim Falaji in the page 9 and 10 packet of the Dayan. He says, "Rasa ini l'arav nevei shalom she'olam l'espach behelo b'choshi shem yiglevu m'menu hasidur." So I don't know how many people are stealing sidurim these days, but somehow I don't know that's the main problem. And you know, in Washington Heights, there was a Rite Aid near 186. A very convenient Rite Aid. I used to go there all the time, and they closed.
And really?
Then, the Rite Aid closed. And then there's a Rite Aid right near my parents' house in Brooklyn, also closed. And then there was a Rite Aid right near my in-laws' house in the Lower East Side, also closed. And they say one of the reasons that these Rite Aid are closed, it could be different reasons, but shoplifters. And it couldn't be enforced to stop the people for the Pella, that some of them, so many of them closed. Because of that. Why did I tell you all of this?
Sidurim? Stealing with Sidurim?
Oh, yes. Sidurim. Yeah, but Sidurim, I don't see people stealing Sidurim so much. Rav Harfenis has a tshuva about, like, laptops, if you have a laptop. Yeah, so that people can steal, right? That's, you know, so he discusses that, Rav Harfenis, that it could be that if you're not going to hold your laptop during Shmoneh Esrei, when Shmoneh Esrei is over, laptop's gone, and therefore you're not going to have proper kavana. So then that could, be a cooler perhaps. But he says in the Nevei Sholem, I guess maybe those days he's doing work, you know, maybe before the printing press, it was more high commodity. So he says in the Risi, Maybe even glasses, you should be afraid that they might fall off of you. So that could be another idea, another svara. If Taki, you're afraid that it's going to get stolen, so that. But again, according to the other svara, you still wouldn't be right. So that means you should orchestrate l'chatchila that you shouldn't have such a situation. It's not always. Sometimes in the airport, you have to daven and you have things with you, and if you can get someone to watch it for you, because, if you hold like the svara of the Prima Gadim, you're omid l'fnei hamelech, you're not carrying a laptop, you're not carrying a child, you're not carrying anything. You're omid l'fnei hamelech, and you barely can get a heter to carry a sitter, or a machzer, as the Truman, It's interesting because the Truman Sadeshin didn't deal with the other svara. He only dealt with the maybe he wasn't, I can't remember if he was an old Daito, the other star. I'll tell you a good story. This is another good story. This story I heard from Rav Moshe Tuchman, b'shem Rav Reuven Feinstein. This is a good story. Rav Moshe Feinstein was obviously a big paisik, but Rav Moshe Feinstein was not into svarim. He was not into svarim. In other words, he had a shas, Shulchan Aruch tour, but he didn't have all these farm. But his neighbor, Rav Tuvia Goldstein, was a Rebbe in RJJ, and then he had his own yeshiva, Emek Halacha. So he was one of the first people in the Litvish world to open up a yeshiva learning Halacha. That was his thing. So he was very into Halacha, and he was very into the Achronim and all the Tshuvas farm, etc. So Rav Moshe Feinstein once had a shiloh. So he asked Rav Tuvia Goldstein, can you give me all the svarim that you have that deal with this shiloh? I'd like to see them. So Rav Tuvia Goldstein gathered all the svarim together that dealt with that shiloh. And Rav Moshe read through all the thing, and then he returned it. So Rav Tuvia said, no. So what did the svarim say? So they said, the svarim said, this shiloh, it was usher, l'chumra. So then Rav Tuvia said to Rav Moshe, so what did the Rosh Yeshiva paskin? So he said, I paskin l'kula. So he said, well, so then why'd you ask me for the svarim for? If you're not going to follow what they're saying anyway, what was the point? So Rav Moshe said a beautiful vort, emes lamita. Rabbi Tuchman told me over Reuven Feinstein, Rav Moshe said the following. You know why I was looking at the svarim? He says, because I have a chiddush in this halach. And I think we can be matirid based on my chiddush. But I want to see if somebody else quotes my chiddush and shlugs it up. So then, maybe I wasn't thinking about it. But no one even quoted my chiddush. So then, maybe they didn't even think of that chiddush. So then I think it's right. So I have a right to paskin like it. If they would have quoted it and then shown me why it was wrong, then okay, I hear. Then maybe I was wrong. That was the word. So I was saying the Truma Sadeshan, he doesn't even discuss that other side. Okay, let's look in the Bach now. Okay, what page is the Bach?
Let's see.
Yeah, Bach is on page 9 in Packet Chavov. So he says like this. He divides the halachas into three categories. If you look, you see where I put the arrow on page 9? Go a little further down. The first word on the line is naktin. Okay? The old nirali, the shlosha chibukim bedover. He thinks there are three categories of things that are are relevant to this in. Kol hanidika tirda, all the things that are like a knife and a, you know, tefillin, sefer Torah, that it's tirda, the kaven, the bizayin kisvei kodesh, and bizayin kisvei kodesh, which the Trumas Hadeshin said could be even a sinner, you know, when it was printed, when it was written Sidurim. Inami has a gufo, or you might, you know, drop the knife and it'll cut you. Or hefsed momon. Also, letafso biyada. You can't be carrying them during Shmon Esrei. Tafson tzarich lachzo ulhispalo. Wow. He says, and if you're doing it, you have to be lachzo ulhispalo. Wow. You see, today the general halacha is we don't make anyone go back mishum chisar and kavana because we don't have so much kavana anyway. So we figure you're going to go back, you won't have kavana anyway, so why go back? But that's what he says. Tzarech lachzor l'spal. Ad kedei kach. Says lulav de mitzvahu v'lo tarid mutar l'chatchila. Say the lulav is the one thing is mutar l'chatchila. Ushvar devarim leke mitzvah v'lo tarid l'chatchila. Something that's, you know, something you have in your hand. And it's a chvesa. I don't know, you have a rubber ball in your hand for some reason. So if it falls, it's not going to break. It's not going to hurt anybody. It's not going to do anything. But l'chatchil, you shouldn't do it. And you don't have to. But it's interesting whether the... See, I believe one of the forum here, he has a discussion. What's the din? What's the din of what's the din? Is it because there was there are two ways you could say? I believe in one of the Mar Makomas in the Sefer. He said, if you say that Bisum Chisar Kavana, so maybe Bisman Hazeh, you know, we don't have so much Kavana, we're not going to be Maxim. But if you say it was takanas chazal, that you can't hold something, it's takanas chazal, so then it could be that they made mitzaken, so you didn't follow takanas chazal, so you're not yotze, you have to repeat the Shmon Esrei. Okay, so these are fascinating klolim here in this halacha of the question whether it's a din of kavanah, it's a question of obed l'fnei melech, and all the different types of nafkaminas that can come about, and the tshuva sedeshes tshuva, etc. Of even a sitter machsa. The only thing that's not a question is the lulav. Wow, even though lulav you can drop the lulav and possibly you know, a lulav also, you know. But it's interesting that it's a mitzvah. We feel, wow, that's a fascinating idea. Okay, so Rabbi Brander always says I should end with some Divrei Agada. So, we'll end up with some Divrei Agada. I'll say something on Gra that I like to say over. It's called in Imre Baruch in Beshalach. And it's a not a known gra. I saw it in the Yeshurim. You know those that journal, that thick journal, Yeshurim. So he says, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu was Osik in the Atzmos Yosef, right? Everyone else was Osik in the Bezus Mitzrayim, and he was Osik in the Atzmos Yosef. So he was always thinking of the Aspen's Yosef. So it's a Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvahs. Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvahs. Everyone else was always thinking of Bez Mitzrayim. He's always thinking in Aspen's Yosef. So the question the Gra asks, why is that called Chacham Lev? What's the Chacham? Well, it's a Tzidkus. It's a Chasidus. Why is it Chacham? Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvahs. You hear the question. So the Gra says like this. The Gra says in Avodah in Zvachim, that Moshe Rabbeinu at certain times of life had a din of a kohen gadol, the Gemara says. So if he's a kohen gadol, then he'll never be able to get to do the chesed shel emes of kvura, of kvura's, kavod hames. But since all of Klal Yisrael was osek in Bizitz Mitzrayim, so now Atzmos Yosef had a din like a base mitzvah. So the chokhmah was to seize the rare opportunity that you don't always have, to take the opportunity of the moment, and that's the chokhmah. That's the chokhmah. To realize this opportunity is not something I'm getting every day. This is a rare opportunity that I'm having, and to seize that opportunity, to be oisik and Atzmos Yosef, because now I'm a kohen gadol, and now it has a din of beis mitzvah, so now I can talk and be mekame. That's the chokhmah. So in life, we have a lot of opportunities, and sometimes we miss them. And so that's we have to realize all the opportunity, infinite opportunities there could be in life, which might be worthwhile sometimes. So we make sure to take that opportunity. So it's always a good opportunity to share Divrei Torah with the Chicago Kollel. So I thank Rabbi Brander, Rabbi Goldstein and the Avreichim here for inviting me to share Divrei Torah. Hopefully we should have do more in the future. And we should all be matzliach in everything. And Rav Goldstein, we'll put it up on YU Torah. Thank you very much. And we had a lot of good stories here today. Also a lot of good stories. Those are also good opportunities. Yeah, good stories. Like the real diamond said from Rabbi Tversky, he said, you have to get the stories also from Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik, because that's also part of the Masorah. So good stories is a good opportunity as well. Okay, you should all be Matzliach. Thank you so much.
Amen. Thank you.
And all the best. We should see each other on good occasions. All the best. Kol Tov.
Amen. Kol Tov.